Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Friday, August 8, 2008. Interestingly, expressed numerically as 8808. We're Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We call our ministry Daily Encouragement Net, and again this morning, at least when we're preparing the message, we want to encourage all who happen to listen in, regardless of when they do so. Today our message is titled, Why? 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 The scripture text being from Lamentations 5 verse 20, and these are the words of the prophet Jeremiah.
Why do you always forget us? Why do you forsake us so long?
This morning, I was listening to our local news on the radio and heard a report concerning a highway fatality in our area near Gettysburg. It was a young family from Oklahoma traveling through Pennsylvania, presumably on vacation. The 37-year-old mother was killed and two of her daughters were injured. The news report said it appears she was trying to avoid a deer, something I've done many times. I suppose the accident especially caught my attention since Brooksine, along with quite a few of my relatives, is from Oklahoma. And it happens that today we leave for our vacation to the Midwest. I considered the very hard time this family is going through, and surely the heavenward question of why, many are wondering.
We watched an interview last night with Stephen Curtis Chapman's family concerning the death of their daughter this last May. They very openly shared about their struggles regarding Maria's sudden tragic death and gave a powerful testimony of their enduring faith. Their son, Will, was driving when Maria was struck by the car, and his older brother Caleb, looking from inside the house, was on the scene practically immediately. He shared how he looked up to heaven in those unimaginable moments and cried out, "Why? Why? Why?"
That's the basis of the title of today's message, of course. We receive a lot of feedback in our online ministry, which at times reflects earnest questions and the sharing of deep hurts and probing questions, much like Caleb expressed when he asked these questions toward heaven to God. I often share the concept of our faith in Christ being like an anchor of hope. Actually, the phrase is from Hebrews chapter 6, an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. This is especially a blessing during times of profound trial.
The why questions are especially pertinent when it is our very own experience in trial, and the most gifted minds of Bible students have grappled with it for centuries. One of the hardest parts of pastoral work is dealing with the why questions in the lives of those we serve. Actually, it's one of the hardest parts of life for all of us, isn't it? We've had several big questions of why in our own lives, and so have you. Now, in our chaplain work, Stephen and I regularly lend support to those in the workplace who are in the midst of a heavy trial, essentially asking the same question, why? Why is God allowing this to happen to me?
Well, one very admittedly incomplete answer in our perspective of seeing through a glass dimly is this. I am convinced that we will have such a radically transformed perspective on the other side, that issues which deeply trouble us on this side will be viewed entirely differently.
The verse that we chose as our daily text was written by one of the leading figures of the Bible. Jeremiah was a man of great faith, commissioned by God from his very conception to be a, quote, prophet of the nations, end quote, from Jeremiah 1:5. Here he merely speaks from his heart as he seems to waver between trusting and questioning. Now, amazingly, in the previous verse, he makes a great statement of faith, acknowledging, quote, "You, O Lord, reign forever. Your throne endures from generation to generations." It's from Lamentations 5:19. In certain circumstances, I've found myself wavering, particularly in the very heat of a trial. But I, like Jeremiah, also acknowledge the sovereignty of God at the same time. Philip Keller has written, "It takes some of us a lifetime to learn that Christ, our Good Shepherd, knows exactly what he is doing with us. Well, I for one am still in the school of learning. I'm trusting, but frankly, I still explore the why questions, both in a pastoral sense and personally from time to time. After I've wrestled with the questions surrounding the ordeal, God brings me back around to the extremely important conclusion that he is sovereign. Leighton Talbert says it so succinctly in his book that I have been reading recently, Not by Chance. He says that all things are sustained, directed, and controlled by God. When we embrace God's sovereignty, we ask for more of his sustaining grace, which leads to inner peace in the midst of the difficult circumstances. Our heart's question of why turns into a surrendered seeking of the question, what? What is it, Lord, that you are trying to teach me in my journey of pain? And then we turn it over to him and say, may it be used for your glory and for my spiritual growth.
We conclude, and we actually have on the website today a link to this song, I believe, sung by Fernando Ortega. I get some of these Hispanic names confused, but a beautiful version online. But it's that great classic hymn with the chorus, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him. How I've proved him o'er and o'er. Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus. Oh, for grace to trust him more.
Let's all pray together. Father, your grace and tender mercies are present in the midst of perplexing situations to develop in our lives and the lives of those whom we love. Your sovereign power working within us takes the bad things that Satan hurls at us and turns them into testimonies of praise and thanksgiving when we seek to glorify you in the midst of suffering. Only a God like you can help us not to be overcome by evil, but to overcome evil with good. As we share in your sufferings, we also share in your glory. So be glorified in our lives, in the good, in the bad, and in the mysterious circumstances of our lives. Amen.
Amen. We hope today's message will touch many. And in due to its being archived, we'll continue to do so for some time as people come across this particular devotional message, which deals with issues we all have. Why, Lord? Well, our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message, again, we prepared for August 8th, 2008. It's Friday. We are going on vacation ourselves. We expect to seek to keep these messages up. We purposely determined that we do not want to just have scheduled messages, which we could easily do, but rather write them freshly each day. And thus, when we're traveling especially, that can be hard and we'll be missing times. We have a little bit more information about that trip on the site, as well as our trip routing for those of you who, like me, and really not Brooksine, but me, like maps. And it's a Google map, and it's kind of neat. What you can do right now is create a link and share it with everybody. We also have some music, as I mentioned, a beautiful song today by, what is it again, Brooksine? Fernando
Ortega
of, we think, anyway, I think, of 'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus. A little bit frazzled today. Many of you understand when you're getting ready to go on a trip, it can be that way, and we still got a few more minutes on this work. It's about 8:45, and we want to get out of here as early as we can this morning. I also want to share we have several books on the site today that we recommend, and you can purchase them. You're not going to be buying them from our site, but we have a link to CBD if you'd like, including one that Brooksine quoted today that a reader a couple of weeks ago sent to us very thoughtfully. Thank you, if that reader happens to be listening. Also today, we answer the question of the mystery photo yesterday. It was the photo of me sticking my camera in an empty silo and looking straight up. And many responded properly to the answer, and there were as well a couple of humorous answers that were, well, frankly, off the mark. But I could see why. Well, thanks for joining us again. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is the message for Friday, August 8th, 2008. Blessings to you, and stay faithful and keep trusting in Christ.